Peya, Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey. Shalosh Avayus Bayom. There are three times during a day that a balabayis is seen, and the Anim can then come and collect their Peya. So the Mishnah Shona explains that the Anim could not just come into his field Stam unless the balabayis was there. This was obviously to prevent theft. So the Lashon Abayus is a Lashon, like the Rav says, to reveal, as it says in Avadya, that it's a Lashon to reveal what's hidden, Nivayu Matzpoinov. Interesting, also the Rambam says that Abayus is also a Lashon, as we know, it's a Lashon of a question. The Aniyam or Mevakish. So you know, in the Gemara, like a boy luhu, it's a question. And Mestama, the same Lashon, if you want to reveal something, one always needs to question, because questions reveal things. So what were the times of the day? B'shachar uvachatzois uvamincha. So it was in the morning time, and midday, and mincha. Now, the reason for these three times, in the shachar, the Rav says, because the nursing woman, their children, the babies would be sleeping in the morning, and then they'd be able to go out to the fields to collect. And during midday, the children would be able to go out and collect peya. And later in the day, the older people were able to go out and collect peya. Rabbi Gamliel Omer lo amru ela kadesh lo yivchasu. So this number of three and these specific times, they only said them that you shouldn't say less than them. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, one can add on to them. Now the issue with adding on to them sounds like a good thing, but the problem is if you have so many times during the day, so then, for example, an older person, if there's a lot of times during the day where they're giving out peya, there will be obviously, or could be less peya during the day because there's more, the more times that they're giving out, they may run out. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, lo amru ala kadesh lo yosifu. Rabbi Kiva says the opposite, that you can only diminish them, meaning that you can never go more than three. Ala kadesh lo yosifu, don't go more than three, but you can go less, because if there's less than three times, mistam according to Rabbi Kiva, so there's going to be more to give out at those times, even though there's less than three times, and there may be somebody that misses out. So for example, an older person, if the Baal Bais doesn't give it out in the afternoon, he only gives it out in the morning and midday, he may not get to it. But still, Rabbi Kiva says that you can do it at that point, and you can do it only a few times if you'd like. And the Rav says that the halacha is we do not go above or below three times. It's dafka these three times. The Mishnah continues, shall base number hayim alakdin alachevel, in the city called base number, like the Rav says, it's the name of the city, hayim alakdin alachevel. So they used to give peya, even it's a lotion of leket, the Taisis Yantav explains, it's just borrowed here, but it's talking about peya, and they were malakdin alachevel. So they used to give out peya using a rope, v'noistin peya mikol oimen v'oimen. So they used to give out peya using a rope, which means, I'll put a picture on the bottom, what it means is that they would put a rope and put it next to the row that they would cut. And at the end of this row that they would cut, then they would then leave peya. So what's the point of doing this? So the Mefarshim explained, because once they do this, obviously the Anim can't go into the field. Like we just said, that the Mishnah Rishon explained earlier, that they couldn't go if the Baal Bais was there. But if you had a rope there, Mestama, what it means is that they were then able to, instead of waiting for the set times that the Baal Bais would be there, the rope would allow them to go and take any time that it was there. So it allowed them access to this at any time. V'noisnin peya mikol oimen va'oimen means, and oimen is a row. So they're able to give a peya on each and every row, and the demarcation was this rope before it. And Chazal gave them praise because they did this and they allowed Anim to come any time to collect. They also gave them a gnai, Mefarshim explained, because they ended up giving less than 1/60. Why is a rope called an oimen? So the Taisis Yantav brings his Rebbe, the Maral, in Gurariye, when it talks about the Miraglim in Parshas Tvarim. So when it talks about the Miraglim going every single row throughout Eretz Yisrael, the Maral says a row, Rashi uses a lotion of, I think it was called oimen va'oimen, that every single row of Eretz Yisrael, the Miraglim checked. And the Maral says the reason it's called a row is just like an oimen, a craftsman or a professional, they do things. A row is straight. When I mean straight, it means like consistency and perfection, and that's what an oimen is. You know, maisa umen, you know, something that's a craftsman, a pro, a professional. So things that are done that way, straight, consistent, and that's why you have that a row here is called an oimen.